Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Yeah, so my name is Grant Allen. I'm the lead designer at Delala Studios, the developer of Disney's Illusion Island.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the game and how this one is different than your previous game that you worked on.
Cool. The best way I would describe it is a four-player Mickeyvania platformer. So it's a completely open world with it has abilities to unlock, and gaining those abilities gains you access to new areas. It is built to be awesome alone and better together. So we have a couple of things in there to create kind of unique moments in multiplayer scenarios. One being the rope drop, the hug to gain extra life, and then also leapfrog. And how this is different from the previous, I would say it's in the approach. So I think something which has been kind of instilled to us kind of working with Disney and as we've kind of grown as a studio is just the idea of showing your workings.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time it's kind of like, you know, showing the intent but showing how you got to where you ended up. So a lot of the time we would begin with creative intent statements. So the movement in the game began with just a sentence that we came up with, which was "Feel the free flowing of movement through an open parkour playground." And the team went, "Well, what does that mean?" And I went, "Well, that's how the movement should feel. That's like you should feel you're that little kid running around, jumping off the walls. You could go anywhere you want and just adventure and explore."
And what are the benefits of, let's say, I want to pick Mickey, you pick Minnie or other characters? Like, what is do they play differently?
So we actually, when we first started developing the game, we did have the idea of them playing differently. We slowly realized that people have favorites.
Yeah.
And so in the end, what we went for in the approach was everyone on paper, if you look at all the numbers, is exactly the same. Everyone runs exactly the same at the same speed and everything. But it's how we animate them that changes how they feel. So for example, when the animators first started looking at, you know, what's the best way to describe the animation that we're going for? Like, we looked at toys. So Goofy is a slinky, Mickey is a bouncing ball, Minnie is a paper aeroplane, and Donald is a slingshot. And kind of we use those to kind of manipulate how they would feel as they're kind of animated in the game. So Goofy, a lot of people will go, "Oh, Goofy feels slower." And he's not. He runs at the exact same speed, but because he swings his arms and his legs a bit more,
yeah,
it feels a little bit more like that.
And I know you could play solo or local co-op, also online or just...
Just local co-op.
Local co-op. Yeah. So there's a lot of games that I played in the past where it's also local, a lot of characters in the same screen. It could get really chaotic.
Yeah.
Is that something that you guys managed to design well so it won't be too chaotic and harder to play for the players?
Yeah, so we spent a little time looking at kind of around trails on the player.
Yeah.
And as well, kind of because we're doing it for the Nintendo Switch, kind of looking at how that works on kind of the size screen that the Switch does when it's, you know, in portable and dock mode. And then we kind of looked at the camera as well. So we made sure that in multiplayer, the camera gives enough room for players to essentially know where they're going, but equally know and have time to think and react to what they're doing. So we've done a couple of things to make sure that there's as much visibility for the player as they can get while they are playing.
And for you, what which one, when you play, which is like your main character for you?
Oh, I'd have to say Donald.
Why Donald?
I feel like he's my spirit animal.
Okay. I like Donald. I think people slept on Donald, man.
Yeah.
It's always Mickey, you know. But I also, I will also would like to try out Goofy too.
Yeah. I feel like Donald's definitely me in the mornings, and I'd say
yeah.
Goofy is definitely me past about 3 p.m.
Yeah.
So I think
awesome. So do you guys have a release date finally for this? Or a
Yes, 28th of July next month.
Oh, my God. That's very soon. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that you can pre-order it physically and digitally. And it is, I'm in America, so it's $39.99.
Oh, it's... Now, my last question, how's it, you know, how was it working with Disney? You know, these iconic characters for you and the team.
Do you know what? I would love to be able to be like, oh, you know, it was really hard and it was a struggle and we had to push through. But Disney have been like the most supportive, welcoming, you know, that it's made us bigger Disney fans working with Disney. Like, we were Disney fans regardless. Yeah. Like, and working with them and being able to, you know, have them show us the ropes and help us understand these characters, but equally kind of mold them into what we wanted for this game. And I've said this before, but like, they're kind of like mates, like, in how like they respect what we're doing and we respect, you know, the heritage and the history of these characters. And it's just been an absolutely like fantastic experience.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, congrats. Can't wait to play the game next month. And yeah, this is for the Nintendo Switch, so check it out.
Thank you.
Awesome.